Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The first day of hearings on the governor's choice of Joshua Wall to become a Superior Court judge generated strong emotions and dramatic testimony from a crowd of opponents and supporters. WBUR's David Boeri has the story.
Rarely do the governor's nominations for judges draw such extraordinary attention as this one. The governor's council that votes to accept or reject the nominees normally draws little mail and few people to its hearings. But as head of the parole board and the former lead prosecutor for the district attorney of Suffolk County, Wall and controversy have been close companions. His choice for a judgeship has brought mail and crowds to the council. Here's Donald Houston, a second-degree lifer, released on parole by Wall and the board 10 months ago.
He was demonized. Guys were shaking in their boots. Tough guys. Oh, man, I don't want to go in front of this guy. And I hadn't even seen his face yet. I'm thinking he's 9 foot tall, and he's got...
By custom, the nominee sits at a table up front. He's the last one to testify. Beside him sat each witness in turn, and a long line of supporters and opponents.
I believe that he would be a firm but fair judge.
Retired Judge Margaret Hinkle spoke first on Wall's behalf. She was followed by an active judge, lawyers, and the mother of a Roxbury girl, Trina Prasad, killed in a drive-by shooting between gangs. She told the counselors simply, "He got me justice." District Attorney Dan Connolly highly praised his former first assistant.
He has demonstrated time and again a willingness to make tough but fair and legally correct decisions without regard to public criticism or political pressure.
His harshest critics agree with his most ardent supporters that Wall is smart, tireless, and dedicated. But beyond that, the hearing became a tale of two men named Josh Wall.
To me, he has demonstrated a win at any and all cost attitude,
said Willie Davis, a highly respected attorney of 52 years. Davis testified that after a jury acquitted one of two defendants charged with Trina Prasad's murder and seemed ready to acquit Davis's client as well, Wall tried to stop the jury. On his own, Wall ordered a criminal background check of the jurors, found that some of them had given false answers on the jury questionnaire, and got enough of them kicked off the jury so that the judge declared a mistrial.
If he had asked the judge, I wouldn't be here complaining about him. I would be praising him because he did it the right way. But he didn't do that. He did it because he's a district attorney and they can do it.
This was the unfair Josh Wall, the corner-cutting prosecutor showing no ability to be impartial, as criminal defense attorney Bernard Grossberg painted him. Trying a murder case with a prosecutor is like being with someone in a foxhole under fire, he said. It gives you insight into that person's character. That Wall did not match the other Wall described by a fellow member of the parole board, Dr. Charlene Bonner.
He's compassionate. He cares about what people are feeling. He takes into consideration the struggling victim's family, the inmate's family, and the inmate himself. Constantly.
This Wall was celebrated as a man who believes prisoners can be rehabilitated, while the other Josh Wall was accused of the most serious misconduct by defense attorney Rosemary Scapiccio. Sitting at his side, she told the counsel that Wall withheld exculpatory evidence for over 18 months from a man convicted of four murders in Dorchester after Wall had learned that another man in the case had confessed to the crime.
Somebody who the Commonwealth let plead to an accessory after the fact was bragging about the fact that he had actually committed this homicide. And just so we're clear, after this April 17th interview, when Josh Wall was present, there was nothing done at all to be able to vet this information. And not a single solitary phone call to the defense attorney regarding this information.
This might be the most serious claim of all, but because Josh Wall speaks last, he was not able to respond yesterday. The testimony seesawed here to the parolee who thanked Josh Wall for turning him down when he was first eligible for parole, but later understood he was not ready.
I'm just here to say I support his efforts because I think he's fair, you know, and I can't say that about many guys. He was fair with me.
The mother and father of a college senior who died after police took him into custody during the Celtics championship celebration in 2008 painfully testified about the investigation they thought was being led by Josh Wall. A very complicated case that was clear to them perhaps only in their memory of what they called Wall's insensitivity. Kathleen Woodman.
He was pretty casual, and he had a lot of facial expressions, and I thought, wait a minute, aren't you neutral? I thought he was supposed to be neutral. They're here for the people. Everything you read about why he wants to be, he is here for the people. Well, we are the people.
Wall is not the person his supporters were describing, Woodman said. And Wall's many supporters say he isn't the person his opponents are describing. The testimony, mainly from critics, then Wall himself, resumes next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.